Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired. States are turning up the heat on Google and Facebook. State attorneys general revealed investigations into possible anti-competitive behavior by tech giants, adding to probes by Congress and federal agencies. By Clint Finley. Already under siege from Congress and federal regulators, big tech has a new set of adversaries, state attorneys general. Monday, the attorneys general of 48 states, plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, said they had begun an investigation of whether Google is abusing its powers as the dominant provider of internet search. The news follows a similar probe of Facebook revealed Friday by 8 states and D.C., led by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice and Federal Trade Commission are conducting their own antitrust investigations into big tech companies. The DOJ's investigation reportedly includes Apple and Google, while the FTC looks into Facebook and Amazon. During a press conference in Washington, D.C. Monday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is leading the Google investigation, emphasized that the states are still gathering information and declined to discuss what action the states might take if they find evidence of anti-competitive behavior. But it's clear that the attorneys general involved are concerned about Google's dominance of search. There's nothing wrong with being a dominant player if it's done fairly, Utah Attorney General Sean Rees said during the press conference. But there's a reason so many of us have gathered together. The investigation is focused on online advertising, especially as it relates to search. Other aspects of Google's business, such as data privacy issues or its licensing policies for the Android operating system, aren't foci of the investigation for now. Several of the attorneys general highlighted the company's growing tendency to favor links to its own services or paid advertisements over unpaid links in search results. The only states not involved in the Google investigation are California and Alabama. California remains deeply concerned and committed to fighting anti-competitive behavior, said a spokesperson for Attorney General Xavier Becerra. But to protect the integrity of our work, we can't comment to confirm or deny any pending or potential investigation. We have always worked constructively with regulators, and we will continue to do so, Google Senior VP of Global Affairs Kent Walker wrote in a blog post last Friday. We look forward to showing how we are investing in innovation, providing services that people want, and engaging in robust and fair competition. Facebook did not respond to a request for comment. The states are far from the first to raise these issues. The Obama-era FTC investigated Google for potentially anti-competitive behavior, but in 2013 decided not to pursue a lawsuit after Google made a few changes, such as allowing companies like TripAdvisor and Yelp to opt out of having their content used in Google's own services. The European Union has fined Google roughly $9 billion in three cases involving alleged anti-competitive practices since 2017, including one for prioritizing its own content over others in search results. States can add considerable firepower to cases involving alleged corporate misbehavior. For example, 20 state attorneys general joined the Department of Justice in the landmark antitrust suit against Microsoft launched in 1998. The attorneys general of 46 states reached a master settlement with the four largest tobacco companies. States like Oklahoma are also driving much of the legal action against pharmaceutical companies in response to the opioid crisis. Sometimes, states have found themselves at odds with federal regulators over tech policy. In 2017, then-New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced a multi-state lawsuit against the Federal Communications Commission in an attempt to stop the agency from jettisoning its net neutrality protections. In June, nine states and the District of Columbia filed suit to block T-Mobile's acquisition of Sprint, which both the FCC and Department of Justice approved.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.